Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Shike.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Shike. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. Well, we got a holiday coming up, if you're listening to this the day I'm recording it. Holiday coming up called St. Paddy's Day, March 17th. And so lots of people celebrate St. Paddy's Day. But my sense is that most people don't know what in the world they're celebrating. And so we're going to try to rectify that here on the podcast and talk a little bit today about St. Patrick, and not only about St. Patrick himself, but about how St. Patrick really saved Western civilization as we know it today. How about that? So let's get into it. St. Patrick of Ireland is one of the world's most popular saints, probably because of what happens on March 17th, at least in the United States. He was born in Roman times in Britain, and when he was 14 years old or so, he was captured by Irish pirates during a raiding party, and he was taken to Ireland as a slave to herd and to tend sheep. At the time, Ireland was a land of Druids and pagans, but Patrick wound up turning to God, and he wrote in his memoir, The Confession, this. He says, "The love of God and his fear grew in me more and more, as did the faith, so that in a single day I have said as many as 100 prayers, and in the night nearly the same. I prayed in the woods and on the mountain, even before dawn. I felt no hurt from snow or ice or rain." So Patrick was a captive, was a slave for about 7 years, 6 years or so, and his captivity lasted till when he was 20, and he escaped after having a dream from God, where he heard in the dream that he was to leave Ireland by going down to the coast. And he found some sailors who took him back to Britain, was united with his family, and then a few years later, Patrick had another vision. Don't know whether he should have followed all these visions, but nevertheless, this is what he did, and this is how the story goes. Patrick says, this is what he says about his vision. He says, "I saw a man coming, as it were, from Ireland, and he carried many letters, and he gave one of them to me. And I read the heading. The heading was The Voice of the Irish. As I began the letter, I imagined that in that moment I had heard the voice of those very people, and they cried out as with one voice, 'We appeal to you, holy servant boy, to come and walk among us.'" And so it was that vision that prompted his studies for becoming a priest. And he was ordained a priest and then later ordained a bishop. And he was sent to take the gospel to Ireland. Patrick arrived back in Ireland on March 25th, 433. There are several legends about what happens next, but the most prominent of them claim that he met a chieftain of one of the Druid tribes who tried to kill him. After God intervened, saved his life, Patrick was able to convert the chieftain and preach the gospel throughout Ireland. He converted many people, eventually thousands, began building churches all across the country. He often used shamrocks. There we go. Comes now, here you know why this happens. He used shamrocks to explain the Holy Trinity, and entire kingdoms, it said, were eventually converted to Christianity after hearing Patrick's message. He preached and converted nearly all of Ireland for 40 years, and after years of living in poverty and traveling and enduring a lot of suffering, he died on March 17th, 461, which is why St. Paddy's Day is March 17th. Meanwhile, while this was going on in Ireland, Rome was falling. This is where the story really gets, I think, very interesting. In the year 406, the Dark Ages began. There was a cold snap that froze the Rhine River over, and barbarians crossed that river bridge of ice from ancient Germany into Roman territory. And when they reached Rome, they looted and burned the city. They wiped out centuries of learning and civilization. And what emerged from the rubble? Who rebuilt Western civilization brick by brick? The lost story is it was the church. Think about this. Thomas Cahill has written a book that tells the story. It's called How the Irish Saved Civilization. So as the Roman Empire is crumbling, the neighbors to the north, the Irish, were hearing the gospel message for the first time. The young missionary, Patrick, as God would have it. The Irish, prior to Patrick, were illiterate warriors. They were pagans who practiced human sacrifice, slavery, obviously. Patrick was enslaved there as well. But when St. Patrick brought the gospel to the Emerald Isle, he did much more than just deliver the Irish from pagan superstition. He helped transform the whole culture, which is what typically happens when Christianity comes to a place. Christianity gave Irish the love of learning. After all, Christianity comes to us foremost in a book, right? That's how we get to know our faith in God, through the scriptures. So Christianity tends to foster literacy and learning. Cahill writes in the book, and he says, the Irish enshrined literacy as their central religious act, unquote. So Irish monks considered it part of their Christian duty to copy all the books in danger of being lost as the Roman Empire crumbled. And then they staged a Celtic invasion, and one that was very different from the Celtic invasion 900 years before. The first Celts arrived in Europe as naked warriors armed with swords, with their enemies' heads dangling from their belts, but their descendants were these missionary monks who arrived armed with their faith in God and with books, not heads tied to their belts. Everywhere they went, they established monasteries, and they carried on their tradition of copying and preserving the scriptures and every other book they could get their hands on. Cahill says that these scribes served as conduits through which the Judeo-Christian cultures were transmitted back to the tribes of Europe. They reestablished literacy and breathed new life into the exhausted literary culture of Europe. Cahill says, quote, without this service of these Christian scribes, our own world would never have come to be. Those Irish monks are a potent reminder of how important literacy is to our faith. We worship a God who expressed himself principally through the written word. Of all the world's religions, Christianity alone insists on the primacy of language. So there you have it. As we prepare to celebrate St. Paddy's Day, or perhaps you celebrated it last week if you're listening to this a little bit late, we should make sure that our children know about this great evangelist, St. Patrick, of what St. Patrick's Day is all about, and how Patrick brought the gospel to Ireland, and how he helped turn Irish barbarians into Christian monks, monks who copied books throughout the dark and Middle Ages and saved Western civilization for all of us. There you have it. Kind of a short but sweet, I hope, podcast for you today. Gives you time, extra time, to enjoy St. Paddy's Day. Get ready, get prepared to have a fun time with it, but not too fun. Encourage you also to, in the midst of that fun, be thanking the Lord for the blessings of the gospel that went out through St. Patrick to Ireland and from Ireland to the rest of the world. That's what we got for you today at Eagles on the Hill. Again, a short one, hopefully helpful to you, though. Write us, if you would, at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what you thought of this podcast. If you learned something new, let us know. Encourage you to write us and let us know other topics that you'd like for us to talk about here on the podcast. Remember, as we close, that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar on wings like eagles. Thanks for listening to the podcast today.